Nolte, ICE hater arrested for death threats is also convicted murderer. By John Nolte on April 22, 2026. Boy, the liberal white women out protesting ICE for the sin of doing its job sure do choose their allies well. When those allies are not assaulting women or swinging dildos around, we learn that they are convicted murderers arrested for threatening to execute ICE agents, who are just doing their jobs. Homeland Security arrested Daniel Barber on April 10 for an email he allegedly sent last year to acting ICE Director Todd Lyons laced with violent threats. Your Gestapo Nazi maggot ICE agents should be terrified, read the June 6 email. Barber's tirade continued. Every single one of them deserves to be arrested by armed American citizens. Frog marched into the streets, summarily tried and convicted of crimes against humanity there in public, and subsequently executed right there as well with 2 F-King bullets to the back of their maggot Nazi heads. After an investigation, authorities say they traced the email back to Barber who, per the New York Post, has a lengthy criminal history including a 1990 conviction for murder and robbery with the intent to cause bodily harm, and several arrests for burglary, battery and vehicle theft. DHS Deputy Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss released a statement pointing out that comparing ICE day in and day out to the Nazi Gestapo, the secret police, and slave patrols has consequences. The men and women of ICE are fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, she added. They get up every morning to try and make our communities safer. Like everyone else, they just want to go home to their families at night. The violence and dehumanization of these men and women who are simply enforcing the law must stop. What all normal people know is that the violence is the goal. The reason Democrats and their media allies deliberately compare ICE to Nazis is that they want to activate lunatics like Daniel Barber. After all, using the same rhetoric with the same goal, Democrats and the media have spent more than a decade looking to get President Trump murdered, and almost succeeded twice. The recently indicted hate group called the SPLC added Charlie Kirk and his Turning Point USA organization to their list of hate groups right next to the KKK. A few months later, Charlie Kirk was assassinated. You have to laugh when you see clueless people try to reason with Democrats, hey, turn down the rhetoric. You're gonna get someone killed. Some people still haven't figured out that telling a Democrat that their rhetoric will get someone killed will likely only encourage them to continue with that rhetoric. Because why would they say things like that if they didn't hope it would happen? Duh.